Your reaction to today's exciting 2-1 win here at the Oval, David?
Absolutely delighted with the performance, the result. A lot of questions have been posed of myself and the team recently, and I think we rammed a few words down a few people's throats today. So I think 2-1 flattered Glentoran, to be honest. I think if we had took a chance, it'd been more clinical. If the pitch hadn't been better, I think we would have won 6 or 7.
We had some great chances, as you say, Andy Waterworth won, over the bar. Sean Ward hit the bar. You know, it was a convincing, comfortable win, wasn't it?
It was. We switched off when it went to 2-0. We probably should have done a little bit better for the goal, but we switched off. Sometimes that happens. 1-0, you're well in control. Goes to 2-0, you sort of switch off. You think the game's won. But credit to the boys for the last part of the match. So I thought we were the better side. We controlled the game. And if anything, we looked as if we were going to score again.
Great character to see the game out at 2-1, isn't it?
Brilliant.
They were always going to be dangerous at 2-1 at home.
We expected a response at half-time. We got a little bit of a response from the Glens coming out in the second half, but so I thought we were head and shoulders above what Glentoran had today. And that's not being cocky or arrogant. You know, I think the stats will prove that we had enough chances for a play to Glentoran to come in there a little bit, had a couple of half chances, but I think we thoroughly deserved the win tonight.
It's great for young Paul Smith, isn't it? The goal's been coming over the last few weeks, hasn't it?
It has. And I spoke to him and I said, today's the day. This is your platform. This is the big games. And I think it's all-round play, especially a sticky period for us. In November, December, we're unbeaten. We're in a cup final. I'm a big Glentoran on Boxing Day. So it says to Paul before the game today that this could be your stage today. This is your platform. And thankfully, he scored.
Apart from winning cups and trophies, there's no better feeling than winning the big Boxing Day match against your biggest rivals, isn't
it? No, I was desperate for the game to go on. I could sense it in my players today, waiting at Windsor Park. Conditions obviously were a bit sticky, but I could sense my players were ready today, and that's a nice feeling when you're going into a game and you can sense that the players are ready. They know their jobs. And not only did they know them, they went out and delivered on the big stage.
Plenty of leaders across the pitch today, wasn't there? Stafford, Gallagher.
Yep, Hockey. Clarkey, the back four. Sean Ward, Jamie Mulgrew, Kirk Miller, when he scored the goal.
They all got stuck in out there.
They did, and that's what you need. That's what you need at Boxing Day. You need big men, big strong characters. And we got that today.
Crusaders next week. You know, we can still move up that table, can't we?
We can, and it's a game that in there, I said, do it right. I says to the boys on Thursday, enjoy Christmas. But Boxing Day's massive. And I say to the players now, enjoy the next couple of days, but there's another big game against Crusaders that I wish was tomorrow, to be honest. But we wait the Friday and we go on New Year's Day. It's a new year. It's a new year for the club, 2016 now. Hopefully it's a massive year for this club, because as I said when I came in here, it's been too long since it's been a big year for Linfield, and I hope 2016 is a massive year for Linfield.
You enjoyed the celebrations at the end. It was great for the punters, wasn't it?
Brilliant. They have stuck through us, stuck by me, stuck by the players. Maybe in years gone by, maybe they would have been a little bit more vocal. They've given me a little bit of time settling in, and I appreciate that. And that was for them today. You know, because I've been there, I've been in that terrace, and I've been there, and I know what Boxing Day, Derby Day means to people. And so I enjoyed the celebrations, but the players thoroughly deserve to be celebrating, and I wanted us all together to show people outside of Linfield who keep questioning us, are we together? And I think they're today. If you had watched that game today and seen the celebrations at the end, there's your answer.
Well done, and thank you for the best Christmas present possible.
Cheers, brilliant, Andy.
Thanks, David.